Council will return to order. Thank you for your patience.
Mayor, before you resume, I'd like to thank Commander Krebs for your way you managed that situation and the respectful way that you treat everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's actually helpful because it's related to the police. Is what I'm talking about. I just was following up. I'm Jesse Burke with the Society Hotel Project on Northwest 3rd and Davis. And myself and three partners, we were called on by our neighbor, Lewis Lee, on Saturday that he had seen someone climb up our fire escape and go in the top window and, you know, we should send someone over. It had been several hours. And so our manager went over, and it was about 9 and the other partners. And I was like, don't go in without the police. I know that you guys likely would. You definitely shouldn't do that. And so they did wait for the police, and I asked for an update, and they said that the police told them to wait outside and that they would go in and look. And knowing that I was coming to prepare this testimony and having had our meeting and our talks about, you know, increasing foot patrol would be helpful to kind of be proactive about getting to know the communities that we're trying to help here, that I was thinking about how few police officers we have right now and how tired I think many of them are and working overtime and maybe not always treated with a great deal of respect in Portland in particular. And I'm not related to any police officers. I have no vested interest in this, except that I know that every job that exists is a hard job and is necessary to make the city function, be it business owners or, you know, social workers or politicians. And I was so grateful that they were like, I don't know you, but we'll go in first and we'll risk our lives because that's our job. Our job is to risk our lives for you. And so I wanted to move the focus of my testimony to, I do think that we should be proactive with whatever solutions we're trying to come up with in the city, but I think our first line was, how can we proactively have the police getting to know these communities and finding the right resources for those people? But we don't have enough people, enough officers to do that. And Mark Wells is a neighbor of mine, and he gave me the numbers. He was like, you know, we're about 998 officers in all of Portland. We're about 500 short of what we would need to be at 2015 population numbers. So everybody's totally overworked. We don't have an in-state, in-city facility to train people anymore. So it would take, we have 50 slots at the state level, which means it would take 10 years for us to catch up with police officers. We're 500 officers short. It will take us 10 years to catch up to 2015 population numbers, not taking into account attrition of officers retiring or leaving. Our officers don't have a long tenure here. Typically, it's looking at about 7 years. And other cities in Oregon, they're wanting it to be a lifetime career. And so I think that my ask to you is, and I know there's a nationwide issue going on right now as well, and I think it's one of the only professions that we allow there to be a blatant disrespect, I guess, all the time. And I understand every profession can strive to be better.
Do need you to wrap up because you've used your time.
So my request or my question is, these are our human resources, and what is our plan to be more proactive in this situation and not just recruit these officers, but to make them want to stay and not overwork them? And I know you probably can't answer it. I just
thank
wanted
you.
To
no,
put
well,
that plea
just
out.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in. Quick update, but we try not to have long conversations at these, but we have now added 11 more background checkers so we can add officers faster. So we are trying to increase the pace at which we hire. We have slots open for police officers. We are recruiting. So if you know people who want to be a police officer,
I know.
Get them
I
into
tell
the system
every day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.